Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:34. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, January 18th, federal holiday, birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. A parolee rummaging through trash fatally shot the owner of a South Wichita restaurant.
Police Captain Jason Stevens identified 42-year-old Oscar Acosta of Wichita as a person shot Thursday outside a Birriera Tito restaurant. Police arrested 26-year-old Adrian Nicholas Zonker a couple of blocks west of the restaurant. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon, as well as on a state warrant in a separate case. Kansas Department of Corrections records show that Zonker has five prior convictions, all in Sedgwick County, for charges that include criminal possession of a firearm, battery, and aggravated assault. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
After being shut down for nearly a week, Parler is back up and running again. Fox's Jackie Ibanez is reporting.
It appears a new internet company is hosting Parler after being shut down by Amazon. The company's CEO is writing, quote, "Hello world, is this thing on?" Adding, "We will resolve any challenge before us and plan to welcome all of you back soon. We will not let civil discourse perish." Parler was taken down following the riot on Capitol Hill. Tech giants blaming the platform's free speech philosophy for helping incite the violence. In an exclusive interview on Fox News Sunday, Apple CEO Tim Cook reveals he is open to letting Parler back on the App Store if it makes changes.
Amazon claims that Parler refused to amend its content to fit Amazon's terms of service after multiple requests. A Texas teenager saves her family. She was the only one in the family who did not have COVID-19.
Those who get infected with the coronavirus often lose their sense of smell. This was the case with a Waco, Texas family. That lost sense nearly cost them their lives when their house went up in flames early Friday. But their 17-year-old daughter, Bianca, the only family member who is not COVID-19 positive, did smell something, like burning plastic around 2 in the morning. She alerted the rest of the family and got them all, including their four dogs, to safety. They escaped the flames with only the clothes on their backs. The family's now staying in a hotel till they can find another place to live. The Red Cross is helping out. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at that weather forecast. We begin the week, and let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover continues to make its way in from the northwest this morning. Overall, pretty nice weather for mid-January. Temperatures in the upper 40s around noontime. 53 for the high this afternoon as a dry cold front moves through late today. Clouding up and 30 overnight. Tomorrow's high, 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest. It is mostly cloudy and 36 degrees here on this Monday, federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is 8:37 with Steve and Ted. We have had a death in the music industry, and we'll get more on that. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Yes, it is time for The Blur. And here is your master of ceremonies today, Jad Chambers. Jad?
Legendary music producer Phil Spector has died. Here's more from Fox's Ted Linder.
Ever close. Spector, the eccentric and revolutionary music producer responsible for some of the biggest hits in music and the architect of what came to be known as the Wall of Sound, died on Saturday. He had been serving a 19-year-to-life sentence for the murder of actress Lana Clarkson back in 2003. Spector was diagnosed with COVID 4 weeks ago but had recovered well enough to return to prison. Officials say he died of natural causes at a hospital and that a medical examiner will determine the official cause of death. Spector produced his first big hit, To Know Him Is to Love Him, by the Teddy Bears back in 1958. And then went on to produce huge hits for the Righteous Brothers, Ike and Tina Turner, the Ronettes, and also produced the Beatles' final album, Let It Be, as well as John Lennon's solo work, including the song Imagine. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 and was portrayed by Al Pacino in the 2013 movie Phil Spector. Phil Spector was 81 years old. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
There we go. Music producer has died, Phil Spector. The Fox News Channel has a new daytime programming lineup starting today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers with details.
Kicking off the lineup change is America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino from 9 a.m. Eastern to 11 a.m. Harris Faulkner moves earlier and will now host the Faulkner Focus for an hour at 11 a.m. Outnumbered remains in its slot at noon. A new show airs from 1 to 3 p.m. America Reports with Sandra Smith and John Roberts. The Story with Martha McCallum slides earlier. It'll be on from 3 to 4 p.m. Your World with Neil Cavuto remains at 4 o'clock, while The Five stays at 5. Special Report with Brett Baer continues its run in the 6 p.m. hour, and a new show, Fox News Prime Time, debuts at 7 o'clock. Until a permanent host is named, Fox News opinion personalities will rotate hosting the hour, with Fox & Friends host Brian Kilmeade filling the first week. Fox News' primetime lineup of Tucker Carlson Tonight, Hannity, The Ingram Angle, and Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream remains the same. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Didn't really expect that they were going to change any of those out there, but yeah, some new stuff for the rest of the day on Fox News Television. Today, Ted.
Yes?
Today is Poo Day. That's P-O-O-H.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, that's right. P-O-O-H Day. Yes. Of course, that is the birthday anniversary of A.A. Milne, who was born on this day in 1882. He, of course, created Winnie the Pooh. So it is Poo Day out there for everybody.
Nice.
In case you wanted to know that.
Right.
Music history on this day. Barry Manilow got his very first number one single. What do you think that one was, Ted?
Early Barry Manilow.
Yep.
Copacabana.
Looking in their eyes.
Oh, Mandy.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is Mandy was the very first. Yeah, that was the first of his number one singles out there. On this day in music history, Barry Manilow got that his first number one.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough,
are you going to move on from that?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I'll just interrupt you here briefly.
Go for it.
When I was a kid, you know that line, "You stopped me, Mandy. You kissed me and stopped me from shaking."
Yeah,
I thought when I was a little kid, I thought he said shaving.
Shaving.
You kissed me and stopped me from shaving.
Oh,
and I always had that image in my mind of Barry Manilow shaving, and I was like, why is she interrupting him shaving?
He's shaving. Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure that out. Okay. Anyway.
Strangest, but this day on 1975 was actually kind of a red letter day in entertainment, because that same day that Mandy hit number one on the charts,
mm-hmm.
we had the debut of a new television show.
Well, we're moving on now.
One of the great theme songs in TV history.
That's right. The Jeffersons. It's debuted on this day on CBS in 1975. So there you go. It was a heck of a day on this day in 1975. And,
I probably liked that song because it had the word pie.
Yeah, probably. Just kind of draws your attention, doesn't it? Pie. On this day a couple years later, singer-songwriter Warren Zevon released his third album, Excitable Boy. That was in 1978, of course, on Excitable Boy.
London.
That's right. Warren Zevon and Werewolves of London, that album, Excitable Boy, came out on this day in 1978. It's Some of the other songs on Excitable Boy: Roland, the Headless Thompson Gunner, and Lawyers, Guns, and Money. So, happy birthday today to Warren Zevon. Or no, not happy birthday. It was the breakthrough of his album was released on this day in 1978. That's what we were celebrating there. Okay, happy birthday today to wrestler-turned-actor Dave Bautista, 52 years old today. Probably best known for his wrestling days or his role as Drax the Destroyer in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So there's those things. Now, recently he's done a couple of comedies as well. Here's part of an interview that he had on Jimmy Kimmel Live with his Stuber co-star, Kumail Nanjiani.
I heard you got a Netflix special?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of special?
A stand-up comedy. I didn't even know you did stand-up comedy. Well, I think they thought because I was working with Kumail, and I said, I'm not a stand-up comedian. They said, well, we'll pay you $10 million. I said, I'll do it.
Oh, congratulations. That's a lot of money. I can't get that, and I am a stand-up comedian.
Now, of course, that was a setup for a bit.
Right.
They then showed the, quote, trailer for that, and it was just him failing miserably at being a stand-up comedian. So it was just some tongue-in-cheek, fish-out-of-water humor there. Plus, a joke at Netflix's expense because they give everybody else stand-up comedy specials, so why not Dave Bautista, I suppose. Finally, Ted, actor Kevin Costner, 66 years old today. Actor, director, and producer, 2 Academy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, and a Primetime Emmy Award, 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards. He got Best Picture and Best Director for Dances with Wolves. Mm-hmm. That also got a Golden Globe for Best Director there. He got another Golden Globe in 2013 for Best Actor in a miniseries, Hatfields and McCoys. So, more recently, he'd done some work there. Also, some film affinity for baseball, of course. For Love of the Game, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yes, and of course, Bull Durham.
I'm Crash Davis. I'm your new catcher, and you just got lesson number 1. Don't think. It can only hurt the ball club.
Some Crash Davis wisdom there.
Yeah, I like that.
Kevin
like that
Costner.
Movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Field of Dreams, pretty good, too.
Yes.
Costner's also gotten some love at the Golden Raspberry Awards, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
You have a long enough career, you're probably gonna.
I've seen some of those movies, too.
Worst actor, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that one. He also got worst actor for Wyatt Earp.
Still not the two I was thinking of.
Nope, and you're not gonna get one of them that you were thinking of. He swept worst picture, actor, and director in The Postman.
The Postman, yeah, I'm thinking of Postman.
Yeah, he swept worst picture, worst actor, and director. Surprisingly, he was nominated for Worst Actor and Director for Waterworld in 1996. He was beaten in both categories, he was slightly better than Pauly Shore for Jury Duty. Okay, makes sense. And the director Paul Verhoeven for Showgirls. It was kind of a red letter year for bad movies that year. Yeah, Waterworld didn't break through at the Golden Raspberries. He was also nominated for both the Worst Actor and Worst Director for The Bodyguard. He didn't win in either of those categories.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
A lot of people thought that he did okay in that movie, but yeah, Golden Raspberries put him up for at least a nomination for Worst Actor and Director for The Bodyguard. And that's all we have on The Blur today, Ted. But The Blur, of course, every weekday is brought to you by
our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry. Make an appointment. 409-1525 is that phone number. The good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It is 847 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. We'll tell you about trying to survive restrictions during the pandemic. KNSS News Time, 847.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!